Kate and Buzz Radio Business Talk. Let's go. Sponsored by Penn Telecom, connecting you to the future.
This is Business Talk with Becca Prideaux.
I'm Becca Prideaux. This is Business Talk here on Leighton Buzz Radio with your local business news. Bedfordshire Police Force have achieved a good rating for the first time since the Peel standards were introduced in 2014. Inspector Matt Parr, who was appointed to monitor the force at the end of 2017, is quoted as saying that they're particularly pleased with the improvements they've made since then, and especially the ones they've made in the last year in how they investigate and prevent crimes. They've also developed new ways of identifying and protecting vulnerable people that they're particularly proud of. This is a significant achievement, and Chief Inspector Gary Forsyth says he's delighted with the recognition for his staff's hard work. They do, however, acknowledge that there's still a lot of work to do, and that to keep protecting the community, they're going to need an uplift in funding. This news comes the same week as Blue Motion Group, an independent security and hospitality service provider, extend their operations and open a new office in Leighton Buzzard. They report that the current crime rate in Leighton Buzzard is increasing by 17% per year, and in particular, burglary has jumped an astonishing 182% within the last 12 months. They're linking this to the closure of the police station and the extended response times that this has caused, and saying that since they're going to be based on Grovebury Road, they expect their call-out time to alarms to be as little as 15 minutes. They aim to help businesses protect their commercial units, shops and businesses by offering patrols, key holding and alarm response services, lock up and unlock services, as well as security guards. If you'd like more information, you can drop them an email on info@bluemotiongroupltd.co.uk. Another new business we're welcoming to Leighton Buzzard this week is Gazza Records on Bell Alley. If you enjoy searching through crates of records and not knowing exactly what you'll find, you're going to love this second-hand record shop, which specialises in punk music and reggae music. I popped in to have a chat with store owner Gary Isson.
So I'm here at Gazza Records with Gary. Welcome to Leighton Buzzard.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a bit about your new shop?
Well, it's a fairly simple concept. We buy and sell used vinyl of varying qualities, specialising in punk rock music and reggae, but taking in all genres, really.
And what are your hopes for the shop?
Provide a service, really, for people in Leighton Buzzard who are genuinely interested in vintage vinyl and good quality vinyl, and to provide a comfortable place for people to come and browse and have a cup of coffee and the chat.
And if they want to do that, when is the shop going to be open?
And we're open initially Fridays and Saturdays, and some Tuesdays for market day. So 3 days a week, 10 till 5.
And you're down on Bell Alley?
Bell Alley, number 11, yeah.
Wonderful, thank you very much.
I enjoyed the music, the coffee and the conversation with Gary and the other people who popped in while I was there, so why not drop in and take a look? It's good to see another new business in Bell Alley, which now has some wonderful little shops to visit. Just over a year ago, Haberdashery opened the doors to their shop on the High Street. They were our first guests here on Business Talk, and it's been wonderful to watch all their plans come to life. Carrie, Sarah and their team celebrated last week. People dropped in to celebrate with them all afternoon and evening, and as always at Haberdashery, there was lots of laughter, great conversation as the hospitality flowed. The team are building a great community hub with lots of activities, as well as a really strong retail business. They've got lots more exciting things planned for this year, so do keep an eye on their social media accounts to stay up to date. If you've got some business news or a story you'd like featured on the show, please do get in touch. You can email me at Becca, B-E-K-K-A, at leightonbuzzradio.co.uk.
Everybody! Online, on your mobile, on Alexa, and on internet radio. This is Leighton Buzz Radio.
If your phone system sounds like this, speak to Penn Telecom for a painless transition to a voice over IP system. You can keep your existing number. It's low cost to get started and with no long-term contracts. With Penn Telecom, you can have a future-proof switchboard without huge outlay, and we're Ofcom regulated. Call Penn Telecom on 01525 868 555. We're connecting you to the future.
This is Business Talk with Becca Prideaux.
I'm Becca Prideaux. This is Business Talk here on Leighton Buzz Radio with a report on the gender pay gap. There's no doubting that women's rights and women's pay in the workplace is still a topic that needs discussion. Earlier this year, journalist and broadcaster Samira Ahmed made the headlines herself when she won an equal pay case against the BBC. The causes of pay disparity are many, and some cite the types of roles that women do as a large contributing factor. For example, the Hampton Alexander report has just been published and tells us that now one in three board members of FTSE 100 companies are women, which is a huge increase, but that only 15% of executive roles like chief executive officer or chief finance officer, which are usually the most highly paid, are held by women. There's still a long way to go, and Andrea Leeson, the business secretary, has pointed out that this has been achieved without the need for additional legislation, so everything should be in place. Indeed, strides are being made in some sectors, with the Royal Academy of Engineering reporting that the gender pay gap for engineers is now 11.4%, compared with the national average of 17.3%. Half the women surveyed by one national solicitor believe they're being underpaid, and 7 in 10 of them admit that they've not challenged their boss about this. That could mean that women are missing out on hundreds of thousands of pounds and are effectively censoring themselves for fear of being seen as rude or seeming ungrateful. This is then compounded by their concerns that challenging pay could jeopardise future promotions or benefits such as maternity leave or flexible working. So what can you do if you feel or know that there's a gender pay gap in your place of work? Our reporter Alex Williamson has more on this story.
Joining me in the studio to discuss how to correctly bring the subject up in the workplace and what rights workers have is Ruby Dinsmore, an employment lawyer at Slater and Gordon. Hi, Ruby.
Hi there.
So first of all, tell us, what is equal pay?
Well, in essence, equal pay is a legal requirement to pay men and women the same pay who are doing the same or equivalent work or what is deemed to be of equal value work.
So how does the equal pay gap actually come about then?
Well, there's a number of reasons why the gap arises. I mean, from our survey, what became clear, as we already suspect, is that unfortunately women aren't as good at negotiating pay as men are at the outset when they're taking on employment and right the way through their employment. And unfortunately, it creates a pay gap at the beginning of employment, which is then widened throughout the whole course of their employment.
And then what else does the survey reveal?
Well, the survey reveals that women's reluctance to negotiate is confounded by a number of things. One is that there's a natural view that seems to be held that they feel it's impolite or ungrateful for them to negotiate pay. They're concerned about other benefits being taken from them, such as flexible working agreements, maternity pay, etc. And they just feel uncomfortable about raising the topic of pay. And what we find is that clearly men don't feel the same about negotiating their pay rises. They view it as much more of a commercial interaction or transaction, whereas women, it's a lot more emotive for them because they feel that they're being ungrateful on a number of levels if they then introduce the conversation about salary, and they just find it uncomfortable.
So what is the actual law then around equal pay?
Well, the law itself is actually quite straightforward. It's equal pay for the same or similar work. So a man and a woman should be paid the same, in essence, for the same similar work or equal value, or what's rated to be of equal value work. That's the, you know, that's the start and end position. I mean, it's legislation that's been in place since 1970. But ultimately, as we well know, this doesn't happen. And it is unlawful for an employer to pay a woman less than a male comparator for the same role. But ultimately, you know, what we find is that a lot of women don't challenge unequal pay. They don't have the conversation with their boss, with HR, raise grievances about it. And ultimately, they carry on working and the pay gap just increases every year as pay rises are attributed to men who've asked for them.
What should a person do if they feel they're being underpaid?
Well, if somebody feels they're being underpaid, I mean, ultimately, my view is that if you suspect you are, you probably are. Have the conversation with your boss and say, look, you have concerns around whether or not you're getting the same as your male comparators. If that fails or you get nowhere with that, raise it with HR. And then ultimately, if you're still not getting the response you want, raise a grievance. If your company refuses to acknowledge it or address the unequal pay gap, then ultimately you can go to ACAS and see if you can get a resolution through conciliation, or ultimately you can bring a claim against your employer in a tribunal.
So where can people go to find this sort of information?
Well, our website has a lot of information on equal pay, slaterandgordon.co.uk. We have a wealth of knowledge in our team dealing with a number of equal pay claims.
Fab, thank you so much for joining me, Ruby.
So the advice there is, if you think your pay isn't fair and isn't equal, you should start by talking to your boss, putting your emotions to one side and remembering that it's a commercial negotiation. If after that you still believe you're not being paid equally, you should escalate it through HR and your company's grievance process, with going to tribunal as your final resort. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can email me, Becca, that's B-E-K-K-A, at leightonbuzzradio.co.uk.
Your local radio station, yeah. Leighton Buzz Radio.
This is Business Talk with Becca Prideaux.
I'm Becca Prideaux. This is Business Talk here on Leighton Buzz Radio with your What's On for Business. So let's get some dates in your diary. On Wednesday, you can join the Leighton Buzzard Business Club for their breakfast meeting at 7 a.m. at the Duke's at Heath and Reach. They're a business support group who meet every Wednesday. They aim to be supportive in every way and offer a relaxed and light-hearted atmosphere. There's no competition, just friendly business, as they only allow one person from each profession. If you'd like to attend, contact them on Facebook or via their website, leightonbuzzardbiz.co.uk, and they ask that you do that and book your seat so they can find out a bit more about your business. On Wednesday, the 12th of February, Jam on Toast Marketing are hosting two more Power Hour workshops, both on Facebook Basics for Small Businesses. So you can attend either at 10 in the morning or at 7:30 in the evening. These Power Hours will give you the basics of Facebook marketing and make sure you're ready to get your Facebook plan for 2020 together. You can book your ticket on Eventbrite. These Power Hour workshops are proving very popular, and Chloe does have some more dates coming up. On the 26th of February, she's running some Marketing Basics Power Hours, and in March, there are Power Hours on Canva and on Instagram. If you want to know more, check on Eventbrite or visit Jam on Toast's Facebook page. Also on Wednesday, the 12th of February, the Women in Business Networking Group have their next meeting at the Duke's at Heath and Reach. Alexandra Willingate, who organises these meetings, describes them as friendly and welcoming, and meetings that thrive when new businesses visit. When you visit a group, they operate a one profession per group policy, which ensures that as a member, you'll have exclusivity in your group, which refines the flow of referrals and contacts to you rather than leave you competing with other businesses for another member. Their success and that of their members has been built on this policy and this format. The meeting fee for visitors is £28, which includes a one-course lunch and refreshments, and they regularly have over 20 women at each event. If you're interested in attending, message Alexandra either on Facebook or via the Women in Business Network website, which is wibn.co.uk. Now the planning application for the flats on the south side of the High Street has been turned down by Central Bedfordshire Council, and we've made it clear what we don't want. It's time to decide what we do want. Central Bedfordshire Regeneration Officers are holding a drop-in session at Leighton and Linslade Town Council offices in the White House on the 12th of February between 1:30 and 8:30 in the evening. So there's a chance for residents and local businesses to have their say. So why not pop in and make sure that they know what your thoughts and ideas are? Coming up on Tuesday, the 25th of February, 4N Networking have their next networking lunch at the Duke's at Heath and Reach. It starts at noon and it's 50% business and 50% social. There's a 40-second introductions round, an informative speaker, and three 10-minute one-to-one meetings with other attendees, as well, of course, as your lunch. The meeting costs £15 and you can register your interest on Eventbrite. One of the team will then get in touch and answer any questions you have, as well as confirming your booking. On Friday, the 28th of February, from 9:30 to 11:30, you can join Chloe Peters and Emma Curzon at the Duke's at Heath and Reach for a morning of informal networking and an opportunity to engage with other local business ladies at their Bee's Knees Business Buzz. We talked to Emma about what makes their networking group different. Let's hear what she has to say.
So I'm here with the lovely Emma Curzon of the Bee's Knees Business Club. We've just had one of their fantastic meetings. Welcome to Business Talk.
Thanks, Becca.
Can you tell us a bit about the Bee's Knees Club and what makes it so special?
Of course. Well, we're a very friendly local group, very relaxed in the way that we operate. So we don't have any lockouts. We're very much pay-as-you-go rather than annual fees. And we don't do referral targets. So it takes away a lot of the pressure that people feel quite often at networking groups. And it focuses very much on real connections. So people get to know each other without those pressures behind them and worrying that they've got to stand up and do a two-minute speech that perhaps they're not prepared for or feeling confident enough to do in front of a room full of people.
So at each event, there's lots of time to chat, an informative speaker, and more time to chat over tea, coffee, and delicious nibbles. It's a great event both for experienced networkers and for those who've never networked before. The event costs £7 and tickets are available on Eventbrite. Then looking a little bit further ahead, a couple of dates you might want to put in your diary if you're currently looking for a job. The Milton Keynes Job Show is on the 27th and 28th of March. That's at the Centre Milton Keynes. And the Leighton and Linslade Town Council Business Networking event is on the 22nd of April. Again, you're going to want to get that one in your diary. It's a great place to meet lots of other local businesses. If you've got a business event coming up you'd like to share and invite other people to, please drop me a line, Becca, that's B-E-K-K-A, at leightonbuzzradio.co.uk.
Leighton Buzz Radio Business Talk. Let's go. Sponsored by Penn Telecom, connecting you to the future.
If you missed any of this show, you can catch it again on the Business Talk with Becca Prideau podcast on leightonbuzzradio.co.uk. A big thank you to our sponsors, Penn Telecom, and of course, to you for listening. I've been Becca Prideau. This has been Business Talk on Leighton Buzz Radio. I look forward to talking business with you again soon.
Business Talk with Becca Prideau.
Hi, Steve James here. Join me in my Blues Cafe, a show for blues lovers, here on Leighton Buzz Radio. 1 hour of probably the best blues around. Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. See you there.
Everybody! Online, on your mobile, on Alexa, and on internet radio. This is Leighton Buzz Radio.